This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to leave you with a positive note. Look at verse 11. It says, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith." I was intrigued by that word, "We constantly pray for you." What do you do constantly? You ever thought about that? What would you fill in the blank? Constantly I complain. Constantly I gripe. Constantly I argue. Constantly I worry. Constantly I'm looking for revenge. Think of all the things that people do constantly and how you and I can be described in that way. Constantly we do this or that. I read a powerful testimony just this week of a young lady who graduated from one of the local universities here. You know what she said? First 2 years of college here in Dayton, Ohio, I drank constantly. That's the word she used. Constantly I drank. She said, "Fortunately, in my junior year, I came to know Christ. My life turned around, and I'm no longer constantly drinking. I'm constantly praying for people, my friends. I'm constantly praying for my family." And people might say, "Well, all that girl did was replace one obsessive compulsive behavior with another one." Well, maybe true. But would you prefer she be constantly drinking in her junior and senior year? Would you prefer that she graduated as somebody who constantly drinks and constantly gets drunk? No. What do you do constantly? And Paul says, we pray constantly for you. I want to go back just for 1 minute about that idea of separation. The greatest, most frightening statement about hell is separation. It's actually in verse 9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord. Do you know why that frightens me? Everybody in this room knows what the word separation means in some shape or fashion. Some of you had a parent walk out on your family when you were a child. You still remember that day. It's vivid. Dad walked out, mom walked out. Some of you know what it's like to be separated from a person in death, and you remember that day as if it were yesterday, and you know what that sensation is of separation. You know what it's like to separate from a good friend, to separate from somebody that you had a friendship for years and they no longer speak, you no longer speak. And so separation means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. Separation means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. And isn't it interesting that one of the great definitions of hell for me is not fire and brimstone, that's used. Utter darkness, that's used. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, the Bible uses that phraseology. But the greatest, most frightening illustration about hell is to be shut out from the presence of God for all eternity. That is hell. That is hell, to be shut out from the presence of God for all eternity. So here's my thesis today. All of life is a choice. You decide to believe in the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the one who's the resurrection of life." Either that's true, and I accept that, I plug into that, I trust everything Jesus accomplished on the cross, everything he accomplished in his resurrection, and I place all my bets, all the monies on that. Or you're betting everything on nothing. And you're betting everything on hopelessness. And you're betting everything on darkness. And you're betting everything on being shut out from the presence of God. And it's a simple decision that goes like this. Decide. Decide today, I trust Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.